Muslim child rape gang victim awarded six-figure compensation by court. By Peter Cattle on March 29, 2023. The victim of a grooming child rape gang has been awarded a six-figure sum by a British court after suing one of her attackers. A woman who was repeatedly raped by men within a child rape gang, infamous in the United Kingdom for the abuse of their victims as well as the predominantly Muslim, Pakistani background of the majority of perpetrators, in Rotherham has managed to successfully sue one of her attackers. A UK court awarded the victim with a six-figure sum after the ringleader of the rape gang refused to engage with the civil case. The victims of so-called grooming gangs are widely regarded to have been failed by the system in the United Kingdom, both during their abuse, with police recorded as blaming victims and little or no consequences felt by the police officers and social workers who turned a blind eye or explained away the rape of children, and after, with UK courts repeatedly handing rapists extremely lenient sentences. According to a report by The Times, this long-standing situation is said to have angered one victim, who decided to directly sue one of her rapists for sexually assaulting her while she was only a child after he was released from prison after serving only half of his sentence. After being convicted for raping the woman, who has been granted lifelong anonymity over the ordeal, Asghar Bastan was reportedly moved to an open prison, something that left his victim absolutely petrified. However, such repeated betrayals at the hands of British police, government officials, and the UK prison system ultimately inspired the woman to reportedly take matters into her own hands with a civil suit. Despite facing a number of setbacks, including the rapist reportedly refusing to engage with the legal case, the UK High Court has now ruled in the woman's favour, ordering Bastan to pay her £425,000, $520,000, in damages over the abuse. The successful legal suit against the rapist appears to largely buck the trend in Britain, which has largely treated Muslim men who systematically groomed hundreds of young British girls with extreme leniency. Police forces in the country appear to have also largely escaped the scandal without repercussion. With a review into what happened in Rotherham between 1997 and 2013 resulting in zero law enforcement officers being held responsible for failing to break up the gangs. This is despite the fact that many within the police knew about the systematic assault of British girls, but opted not to deal with the problem for fear of stoking racial tensions in the area, as the attackers were thought to overwhelmingly be of Pakistani origin. So far, politicians in Britain have also completely failed to get a grip on the scandals, with most of those in left-wing parties simply opting to ignore news of the abuse, while those within the ruling Conservative Party, despite the occasional soundbite, have failed to take any significant steps to prevent such a scandal from occurring again. Even this successful legal case reportedly comes with a caveat, with the child rape victim reported as being unlikely to see the vast majority of the £425,000 payout, as her rapist is expected to simply declare bankruptcy to avoid the liability. Those close to the woman are hoping she will still receive somewhere in the region of £100,000, $120,000, though even this is said to be uncertain. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, @Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.